Good evening, everybody. And now it's the first gardening program of 2022. And we're all ready to go, aren't we? I'm sure we are. Now, I shall start off by saying what I did in December and January and probably a few things prior to that. And then what I'm going to do for February. And indeed, if there is any questions. So for December and January, the weather's been very kind. It's actually been exceptionally dry, certainly in January, where more jobs were able to be undertaken than anticipated, as normally is the case at this time of the year. But during December and January, on and off, I've cleaned and sorted all my pots, and I did that in the greenhouse because it was nice and warm in there, disinfecting the pots, and obviously had a clean out of those that are cracked, broken, or indifferent, because there's always going to be time to, you always have too many pots in any case. So we cleaned all of those, also cleaned the trays. In fact, anything that you use, you should clean and use a disinfectant. You can get the normal garden disinfectant for this purpose. I also took the opportunity to clean the inside of the greenhouse, which through not the glass, but indeed the cracks where the aluminium is and where moss grows and nasties gather. So I use a old label, seed label, and scrape out the debris onto a cloth, shake it outside of the greenhouse, and then go over it with disinfectant. The more you can clean, the better. I haven't yet actually cleaned the windows of the greenhouse because I always find that once I've taken the shading off, it leaves it quite exposed. So I leave it right to the last minute when I'm going to clean it and then give it a couple of days, and then we'll reshade it in the spring. I also took the opportunity to sort out the tools in the shed, and I hadn't sharpened them yet. That comes later, but I had those with wooden handles. I applied linseed oil, and with the metal parts like the tines, etc., I oiled it. Give it a light coating of normal oil, not motor oil, but normal oil that you use around the house. I shall sharpen my tools later, probably mid-February, when I get to use them more. But it's actually pretty good to sort out what you have and what you haven't got. When I will come to sharpen the tools, I will use a whetstone. Make sure you've got everything at hand and that the tools are in pristine condition. Other than that, in the sheds, we actually cleared out everything. It's always a timely opportunity to declutter and identify anything that you need to purchase in the next few weeks. Coming on to veg, I debutted the spuds every month because they are getting, they're beginning to show more shoots more regularly, the ones that you've stored over winter. And not only that, they can get a bit soft. And when that occurs, it's best to discard. If you had a crop during the summer and it lasts to after January, then you've done well. But when they start going soft, and also if they show any signs of rotting, then discard. The rhubarb, I covered the crowns with compost in late December, I suppose, but I've decided not to split the crowns this year. I think I did indicate back in October that I possibly will split the crowns to create more for myself and for other people, but I've decided against that so far. So I gave them a good covering of compost, and the shoots are actually coming through now. So we just wait, and hopefully in April we will have a decent crop. The shallots, you can always start one of your first veg shallots of the new year. And I obviously set them out into trays with drier compost, put the modules in, filled it with compost, and then just lay the shallots root side down in there. They will shoot slightly until it's time to plant them out into the garden. That will obviously be weather dependent, and that would normally be about mid-February, mid-March. I've taken the opportunity to aerate the lawns in this window of opportunity, as I put it, because the grass was actively growing, probably not what it would be in spring, but it was actively growing. So I used a fork, tines in for about 3 inches, and put then brushed over with sharp sand. Aeration ensures, or it goes a long way to avoid soil compaction. Back at the end of January, as we're on the subject of lawns, and having cleaned and replenished the oil and petrol in my hay mower and got it started quite easily, I gave the lawns a light cut. Now, I rose the cutting blades up and I didn't collect the grass. I threw it, as they say, onto the lawn to allow that to digest back into the ground. The lawns will need attention further on in April, but to give it a light cut now is fairly good. But it was dry, it was not wet underfoot. So now once you start, you probably do it every two weeks. Again, it's all weather dependent. I've been cropping sprouts and parsnips, and with the sprouts, ensuring that I remove all the yellow brassica leaves, because they can harbour diseases, so they come off. And when they're on the stalk and they go yellow, they're easy enough to pull off. Sprouts have been good this year, and I have to say I'm very impressed with the parsnips that I hadn't grown for many a year, and they are so harvest, they're so prolific that it's interesting to see when I come to the end of the row. And the great things about parsnips is that once you've sowed them, you don't thin them out. They take a long time to grow. You just dig deep. And both sprouts and parsnips benefit totally from quite a few frosts. I took the opportunity to purchase my seeds. Now, I don't send away in catalogues. I prefer to go to the local garden centres and see what's available. And as happened this year, as has happened in previous years, when you come to January, they tend to have sales. And I found one that had a 50% sale. So I was able to get most of my seeds from one place at half the price. Now, you have to ensure that you look that the best before date or use by date, and with seeds, they can be temperamental, that they are a well in date. I've also, with the help of pen, paper, and my computer, worked out my rotation of crops for this year. And it's quite simple when you look at the rotation to ensure that you don't have really two lots of plants or vegetables in the same spot every year. Now, you can have a three-way rotation, you can have a four-way rotation, but obviously space limits all of that. But certainly try for a three if you can. With runner beans, it's a bit different because you are doing a trench and you will be putting manure in. So you're replenishing all the nutrients by doing that in the first place. So you can, a lot of people, and I do myself, I'd leave the trench or my runner beans in the same spot year after year. I'm still picking a bit of kale. If it comes along, then we cut it and we eat it. So that is pretty good. And the broccoli and sprouts, also with the recent winds, you ensure that you've got your stakes in place to prevent wind rock. Because as they grow taller, certainly the broccoli, the last thing you want to see them is lying flat on the ground. I've also took the opportunity at the back end of January to plant some or sow some tomato seeds in fine compost and put them in the propagator. You know, when you put your first seeds in the propagator, that the season is underway. And with my garden markers, I have wooden garden markers that I cut from pallets, and I took the opportunity to rub them down and give them another coat of, I'd say, I use the same stuff as I do for the sheds. So it's just something to give them a little bit of protection. Well, welcome back, and we shall now go on for the jobs coming ahead in February. And as we go into February, the nights are getting longer. I'm not saying it's going to get any warmer, but the nights are getting longer. Now, the first thing that I've done is started chitting the potatoes. Now, the first earlies need to be started now, because as a rule, you take about 6 weeks for the chitting to take place. And I put mine in egg boxes in the garage in a cool, dry place out of direct sun. And they're about egg size, I suppose. And hopefully within about five or even more, less than that, to 5 weeks, that they will start producing little sprouts. Once they get to a certain length, about 5 centimetres, then that they will be ready for planting on. And that normally is about 6 weeks. So we've got one lot of potatoes chitting, first earlies. And again, as last year, I've got the variety Rocket. So hopefully they will be as prolific as last year. And when you put them in the egg box, just put them, make sure that most of the, what they call the roses on the potatoes, most of those are showing up into the light. Don't hide them at the bottom of the egg box. Again, I shall be checking my stored vegetables. So I say stored vegetables, I'm only stored potatoes this year. And I think because they're going soft, they're coming to the end, which they've had, they've had a good innings. So I will probably during the middle of this month or towards the end say that's it for the potatoes, clean out the bags and await for the crop back in August. Tomatoes and chilies will be, more of those will be put into the propagator, and indeed more so probably in the conservatory in trays. Pots in trays and put a polythene bag around them, because that really is probably as effective as putting in a propagator. And to be fair, if you can do that, it will save on your fuel bill. I'm not saying that propagators use a lot of electricity, but every little helps. So I use freezer bags, small freezer bags, just wrap it round, and I always put them on the tray with horticultural grit, so that I can water from the bottom to allow the water to go up through the pot. So the chilies and more tomatoes, because I didn't sow all of my varieties. I've sown four, but I need to sow a couple others. And the chilies. Now, all these take a long time to, not necessarily to germinate, but to progress through their growth cycle. I've looked at the seed packets of the crops that I need to grow so that I set them out as the advisable time as to when to plant. So I have a few in February, and also I do the same with the flowers. It is about now that I will be putting in cosmos, and later on I should do the marigolds. Now the marigold seeds are, they're one of the easiest flowers to grow from seed. And I save mine year on year and just sprinkle it across the top of a tray with good compost and allow nature to take its course. Shallots planting in February. If all weather is as it should be, then we will be looking at middle of February onwards to plant our shallots. Now, they will probably have little sprouting pieces in them, but if we can get onto the ground, shallots don't require the temperature because they're not going to be germinating like other seeds that you'll be putting in later. So you'll be putting in drills just to get yourself a nice straight line. And if it is a bit hard, then use a dibber and put them in 6 inches apart. Make sure they're well into the ground with just the tip showing. You may need to put them, ensure that they do stay in, because birds do have a habit of wanting to take them out again. So do that mid-February and you will see the sprouts growing within about three, four weeks. I also sowed some more garlic. Now, I tend to sow my garlic in troughs. So I put the compost in, put the garlic in about, again, 6 inches apart. And that is a clove, not the whole bulb. But take a bulb, split it, and put the clove into the trough. Cover it, very similar to what you do with a shallot. Now, I'd already had some garlic that I planted in October in, again, troughs, and that's really coming up well. So we just leave it as it is. If the weather is okay in the middle of February and there isn't wet stodge cold, then I will start to prepare a seedbed for other vegetables. Now, you can put black insulating weed protection cloth on grounds to keep them warm. And indeed, after you've got them warm, you can cover that with cloches when you sow your seeds. I tend to wait until the time is right when the temperature is right in the soil. Now, as a rule, the temperature should be between 9 and 10 degrees before you decide to put normal seeds into the ground. Otherwise, they just will not germinate and they will rot. And that is a waste of time and effort. I have previously put lettuce and carrots in troughs in the greenhouse, which obviously with the warmth brings them on ideally. But again, I've decided we'll have a change this year. We won't do that. Everything will be going outside in the ground. In fact, I probably won't be growing as much as I did last year. And then there will be the mowing. Now, the mowing will be getting more frequent as the days get longer and the days get warmer. So ensure that you do not cut it too short, too quickly. Allow it to grow, get stronger. And one other thing regarding lawns at this time of year, when you get frosts, avoid walking onto frosty lawns because it will burn. The frost will burn with the weight of your feet and it turns it yellow and it can, well, it doesn't do the grass any good at all. I would think about sowing melons. Think about nasturtiums and think about a whole lot of different crops to sow. I always look on, as I say, on the seeds. I try not to go to the garden centres and get pre-prepared growth vegetables. I do with flowers, the little seedlings, because I think that is warranted, in my opinion. But with vegetables, I tend to try to grow them from scratch myself. Welcome back. I have to apologise. I've left a few jobs for February out, so I will carry on from where I left off. Now, when it comes to mid-February, we're looking at soil improver onto the borders of, well, certainly my lawns and my edging. And that is when I will empty my compost bin my number one, what I call my number one compost bin, and I will empty that in preparation of tipping number two into number one, if you get the drift. So I would take everything off, and for a start, I will just, it will be lovely and crumbly. It always has been. It takes about 6 months, lovely and crumbly, and I will layer it onto my borders and then just lightly fork it in. And it really, a compost is no effort whatsoever. And then the remainder of it, I will bag up. I give away to friends, and then I will use some of it, or the rest in the main, the rest of it, I will put into my bean trench or bean trenches, so I say, because it's you've got your French beans and your runner beans, so nothing ever goes to waste. And as for talking beans and peas, it will soon be time to sow your peas. Now, a number of people have said, do you grow peas in pots or do you grow them directly in the ground? Well, actually, I prefer to grow them, start them off in pots in the greenhouse, and you haven't got any pests to interrupt their growth rate. So that's what I do. And I've always been told that maybe if you put them directly into the ground before they really establish, is that they are very nutritious for mice and they scrape away and get in there. So I always start mine in the greenhouse. I've sown also, and I should, well, and I should sow some more, some sweet peas, the flowering sweet peas. This allows them to get a head start in, not in the garden, because again, they will be in the greenhouse and they will be ready to go into bigger pots, but gives them a head start, and they're very hardy indeed. So as I said with seeds, don't be tempted by the weather. If it's sunny overhead, it may not well be warm underfoot, and you will be really doing something that you're wasting time and effort. Try to grow more bedding plants. I'm going to try and grow some more bedding plants this year because things are getting more expensive. So if I can do, I shall do. As I say, the plug plants are ideal. And we do have a few questions that hopefully I can answer, and some may be already spoken about earlier in the program. Now, how long should you chip your potatoes? Well, how long should be about 6 weeks. So for first earlies, it would be the first week in Feb, second earlies mid-February, and the main crop later February. And hopefully by that time, you will have set out your routine of putting them into the ground. A lot of people put them into planters, not just in the ground, but planters. And indeed, people do not grow all three varieties of the potatoes. And how long should they ideally be, the sprouts? Well, ideally, the sprouts from the roses should be about 5 centimetres. Now, you can actually plant or put out the potatoes in the trenches without chitting. By chitting, you're giving the potato a head start when it goes into the ground. So it encourages it to start growing. That's the idea. That is the idea of chitting. When to plant out shallots? Again, I think I've covered this. It is between mid-February to early March. Again, weather dependent. All this time of year, it is a question of the weather. Don't just go along and say, I will put this in now because that's what it says on the packet or that's what I've been advised. If it's 2 weeks later, try not to make it earlier, but if it's 2 weeks later, things will catch up. And why is rotation of crops important? Well, certain types of annual veg benefit from being grown in a different area year to year. I mean, individual crops will take various nutrients from the soil so they can become depleted in if thrown in the same bed. It's also true with soil-borne pests, but hopefully you won't have too many of them. And therefore, time away will allow time for soil to replenish. And that's what you're looking for. As I say, again, you can have things like runner beans that you're replenishing each year by changing the nature of the trench by putting all this compost in and rotted matter. Now, as I said with the rotation earlier, 3-year or 4-year rotation, and that's down to obviously your space. I do a three-year rotation, and that is in the main, you have your brassicas, which is your cabbages and sprouts, your legumes, which are your beans and peas, your onions, which is also the shallots and garlic. Surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, but it is that the potato family includes tomatoes as well. And the last category is the roots with the beetroot, parsnips, carrot, celery, and whatever, similar roots. Now, when you're doing there's five different sectors, but as a rule, you put two together, which is the onions and roots. So that can be your four. But if you're doing the three, then you can just even more. So try it if you've got the room. A lot of people now have raised beds, and it seems to be a lot beneficial, certainly if you're back, but it's beneficial. Right, sowing early peas in pots or directly into rows. I think I've covered that one by terms of the pests. By all means, do the peas in rows, and when the shoots start to come out, you can put your pea boughs up. And again, with peas, you can have first crop, a second crop, and then a main crop. And I think that's it, Sue.
Thank you very much, Trevor, and we will see you next month. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.